So how does it feel to be a part of the festival this year?
It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. I tried before and did not get in, but this time I did. It's a lot of work, more work than any other festival I've ever been in. A lot of deadlines, a lot of things to take care of, but it's good. It's good. It's a really well-run festival.
What do you think was different this year compared to previous years?
You mean
like why you got in?
I don't know. You don't know. I mean, well, first of all, when I applied a couple of years ago, my show wasn't. I had never done it before. It wasn't as developed as it is now. I didn't have the projections. I didn't have the music. I didn't have any of that. I had no reviews. I had no website. So yeah, I mean, I took my time, took it around, and.
So
and tried my hand at it.
Let's talk about that a little bit because you've workshopped this incredibly. You've traveled all over the place. So let's talk about that process a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. I've applied to, basically, I apply to festivals where I can drive so I can make a trip there. I just came back from Providence. I did it last week in Providence at their brand new festival. Last summer I went to Maine, the Portland Fringe. I mean, they're small festivals and the audiences are small. And there aren't like hundreds of shows, and they don't give you a manual like this Fringe does. But it's experience. I did Charm City Fringe last November, and they actually asked me back, and I'm going back to Baltimore in November.
That's great.
They asked me to. I'm doing the same show, and I'm going to do it. Yeah, November. And oh, and I did the DC Cap Fringe 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's what started it all, mm-hmm. and that's.